Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Hola mngelanga njabulo ku Studio 7 ngolwesithathu mhla ka 27 Ntulikazi 2024 ngutaba kancube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Bafikile. Unannounced. Tina besiyive lesixoxela sisenze indaba zethu addressing ama issues and then bafika bathe befika abanye babachaya vele babuye begqoke impahla zokuchaya abantu
amapolisa abopha amalunga enhlanganiso ezifundi ezinasu abesemhlanganweni omkhulu eHarare umongameli
inyamaza ethi economy asebe ukuphuthwa umnotho uzwakala ezikhwameni zabantu okuthuthukayo ibuyanga ukudubeka kwabantu.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usekhuthaze iziphathamandla zebandla lakhe eleZanu PF ukuthi zizwisise isimo somnotho welizwe kumbiko ozakwethula ngomphathi ntambo obona ngezemali umnumzana Mthuli Ncube kusasa. Kubotshwa abadabuka eZimbabwe abaningi abasebenza kwele South Africa bengela maphepha aqondileyo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Amapolisa namhla abophe amalunga eZimbabwe National Students Union agumbe izinasu angamachumi amane lanhlano 45 eHarare akade esemhlanganweni wokuhlela inhlelo zawo zalonyaka lokunye. Lokhu kwenzakala ngesikhathi uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa engavumeli ukuthi abantu benze imihlangano etshiyeneyo ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa umhlangano omkhulu oweSADC Summit. Kubika umlondolozi Ndlovu.
Abafundi laba bebethe kwaqa ezesa training center emhlanganweni wezinasu general council lapho okufike khona amapolisa awuphazamisa ngemva kokubotshwa kwabo bathwalelwe enkambeni yamapolisa eHarare Central Police Station lapho ababhadaliswe imali yefayindi besethethwa amacala okubuthana bephazamisa ukuthula abanye babo balimele njalo basesibhedlela. Omunye obesemhlanganweni lowu ngugugulethu Sibindi ofunda eGweru Polytechnic othi amapolisa achaye alimaza abafundi laba bengakababophi.
Ngisukumile yesterday izolo ngibuya lapha to meet with other comrades I mean friends and labo ngabanye labo basuka on amaparts wonke awe Zimbabwe bafikile unannounced. Tina besiyive lesixoxela sisenze indaba zethu addressing ama issues and then bafika bathe befika abanye babachaya vele babuye begqoke impahla zokuchaya abantu so basichaya
umokwethi nare laye kala mathe ngokwenziwa ngamapolisa
abantu abalimile bafika maybe singathi 10 abanye abachaywa ngamapolisa then abanye balimile bebalekela amapolisa
umokwethi uqhubeke sithi abafundi sebekhathele ngokukhahlanyezwa ngamapolisa
ubudlwangudlwangu lo owenzakala lapha elizweni njengisethi isteti siyesaba amayouth ngoba thina njengama youth sizimisele ukulwela leli lizwe ngoba inhloso yethu bekungasoyiwe kulo le state kodwa besize ku-general council yethu njengama student student movement njengezinaso
isikhulume zamapolisa ukhomishina Ponyati uthi abafundi laba babotshelwe udlakela abalwenze ezesa training center uthi benze lokhu kusanda kufika amapolisa endaweni le kodwa abafundi bathi batshaywe njalo babotshelwa ize ngoba bebeqhuba umhlangano wabo ngokuthula kulabanye abantu eZimbabwe lenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo abachothoza okwenziwa ngamapolisa kulezi nsuku ngesikhathi kulungiselwa umhlangano weSADC omunye wabo ngumnumzana Comfort Mpofu
asikhangele ukubotshwa kwabatha ngapha kulungiselelwa iSADC Summit kutshengisela ukubana uhulumende ukustate of panic uyesaba uhulumende uyesaba abatsha uyesaba amandla alabatsha kutshengisela ukubana uhulumende kaqakathekisi constitutionalism uhulumende kaqakathekisi amalungelo oluntu khonoko ke kutshengisela ukubana iZimbabwe isakhatshana ukubana sithi kule space esivumela abantu ukuthi kube le democracy.
Kodwa umnumzana Mabutho Moyo, ilunga lebandla leZANU PF, uthi kusemthethweni okwenziwa ngamapolisa eZimbabwe.
Asilazitha thina, sidinga abangane. Kodwa leyo relationship yokusebenzisana kumbe phecele sengathi ubudlelwano lobesikhuluma ngabo, kumele kube yudlelwano obokuthi lami ngiyathola la uthole.
Okwamanje kulamalunga ebandla le Citizens Coalition for Change agoqela umkhokheli wabo umnumzana Jameson Timba, abavalelwe ejele bemelele ukuthoniswa amacala okungena umhlangano we Day of the African Child okungekho emthethweni. Kuke kwabotshwa kumaviki edluleyo amalunga eNational Democratic Working Group ayenika abaswelayo ukudla eHarare. Kubikwa njalo ukuba amapholisa namhla aphazamise umhlangano weNational Association of Non-Governmental Organizations. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usekhuthaze iziphathamandla zebandla lakhe leZANU PF ukuthi zwisisise isimo somnotho welizwe kumbiko ozakwethulwa ngumphathintambo obona ngezemali umnumzana Mthuli Ncube kusasa owe-Midterm Fiscal Policy Review. Uphinde wathi umhlangano ozaqhutshwa elizweni kunyanga ezayo owe-SADC uzathuthukisa ubudlelwano beZimbabwe lamanye amazwe kanye lomnotho, wona athi uyakhuphuka kuzo zonke inhlangothi ngaphandle kwezokulima ngoba kulesomiso. Uchayele ihlombe izinduna ngodaba legugurawunde esithi zizimisele ukuthi udaba lolu luxazululwe, wathi eleZimbabwe kufanele liqhubeke ngokumanyana. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxe nomnumzana Thandeko Zinti Mkandla, ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe owake waba ngumeya wedolobho leGwanda, yena othi watshaywa kakubi ngamasotsha e-5th Brigade ngesikhathi segugurawundi. Uqala ngokuchasisa ngezomnotho.
Okuthintilayo yibuyanga, ukudubeka kwabantu. Iqiniso lelo ngakho lokho okuthiwe ngumongameli, asithi thina ubezama nje laye njengomuntu omdala, kodwa eqinisweni izinto ziyazisiba zimbi ngamandla ngoba abantu kabalamali. Hamba ubuthatha abantu abalithumi ubakhuthuze, ungaba lenhlalo wesikhathi ukutholayo $2. Nibuye kwinto enjeSADC, yeyani inceda bani iSADC yakhona leyo ngapi kwakhona? Kuyathathwa izimali zelizwe, sibona ukuthiwa amabhasi ongakaziwa abona adlula anezihlala izimi zethula imashini. Imigwaqo ekuleyo ndawo lezindaba zahlala kuzo, abantu behlala emkhukhwini, kuyathi kungaphela insuku ezimbili 16, 17, 18 kuyabuya ngathi khona lokhu. Saso sikhathi sokukhuma ngemihlangano, isikhathi sokulungisa lokuphakamisa impilo zabantu phakathi kwendlala engaka njengoba nezulu lingenanga. Isikhathi kingiyabo bona ababusabisanathi amakofi lamatiye, kabuyekele ukudlalwa ngabantu.
Umongameli Mnangagwa uphinde waphatha udaba lwegugurawundi echayela induna ihlombe. Ungathini ngalolu daba njengoba sibona ukuthi iningi liyasola?
Ngomunye wabo nabo lami abaswelayo, ngake ngakhuluma ngaye-ke nje iminyaka le ngathi yedlule. Udaba lombhuqazo wegugurawundi ayisilo lwezinduna. Mina lapha-ke sengikhuluma njengomuntu owashaywa yiyo i-5th Brigade leyo yaphosa yangibulala eLupane. Kangibona ukuthi izinduna zizakhulumani ngayo ngoba izinduna lezi ezifana nezisebenzi zikahulumente. Udaba lwegugurawundi olombhuqazwe belufuna ukuthi luphathwe ngabantu abazimeleyo bodwa, sengisho mhlawumbe nosihlalo wayo abe ngumuntu ovela ngaphandle kwelizwe. Lokhu ngesimo esithi i-independent commission, akula lutho izinduna ezalukhuluma. Ezinye zakhona zizelwa izolo, umbhuqazo sowedlule, kazazi lutho, azibonanga lutho. Lalabo kuthiwa bakhulume ngabo abafayo kabazange bababoni ngoba babengakazalwa. Eqinisweni indaba ye-background akula lapho eyakhona. Siyabeloko sibhodisana lezi duli lezicimbi, asoze lulungiswe izinduna. Udaba lolu kumele lulungiswe ngabantu abazimeleyo abangelani nohulumende. Kanti vele khona kwawo wavela ngaphi ukuthi umuntu akuhlukuluze abe sezokuthi hhayi sorry wahlukuluzeka? Angithi uyabona ukuthi uhulumende yena lokhona nguye wayefuna abantu besifa uhulumende asezazikhangelena athi ngizokuthoba kulima zabo yethu ngizokuthoba akusebenzi njalo nilalaba abathi into eyigukhurawundi ingazake ngizithathe zimbuna kuyaphanana nje lokuthi uziphathelena amaqhuburu mele sifuna iqembu elizimeleyo independent commission and libe liqembu eligokela abantu abavela kwezindawo and international commission.
Lo ngumnumzana Thandeko Zinti Mkandla, ingcwethi ecubunguleza umbusazwe obexoxa icingweni lo sithandekile emhlanga o Studio 7. Kuqhutshwa umhlangano omkhulu kwele Germany ohlolisisa igcikwane le-HIV lomkhuhlane we-AIDS kulezi phanamandla zikahulumende abamele inhlanganiso ezijiyeneyo labanye emhlanganweni lo. Sixoxe lo mnumzana Daniel Molokele odabuka eZimbabwe onguye okhokhela ikomiti yedalela ephalamende ebona ngezempilakahle eZimbabwe.
Namhla ngiseMunich eGermany, lapha ngibuye ngingu-chairperson we-parliamentary, i-Pan-African Parliamentary Task Force on Domestic Financing for Health. Silande i-International AIDS Conference, umhlangano womhlaba wonke jikelele, owenzakala every 2 years. So lonyaka ithuba lokuhosta i-conference linikezwe eGermany. Silama delegates azinkulungwane nezinkulungwane, thousands of delegates from Zimbabwe, silama delegates amaningi avela kuma NGO asebenza ngezempilakahle okuthiwa ngesilungu civil society on public health advocacy. Silama UN agencies asebenza kwezempilakahle, ama private sector companies, silama ministry officials, u minister of health ukhona la, u permanent secretary minister of health ukhona, silabantu be national AIDS council yeZimbabwe, u CEO Dr Matsema ukhona la, silama amaZimbabweni asebenza lenhlanganiso ezijene emhlabeni wonke jikelele esingathi amaZimbabweni aku diaspora avela kwamanye amazwe, ngihlane labanye abavela eBotswana, eSouth Africa, eUK, eSwatini, eNamibia, abangamaZimbabweans but besebenza lezinye inhlanganiso. Umbuthano lo ungokuhlolisisa imisebenzi yenziwa mayelana ngendaba yokuthi kuphele umkhuhlane wengculazi lapha emhlabeni, ngesilungu sithi campaign to end AIDS by 2030. So abantu bayahlangana lapha they share ama ideas, ama research, ama progress report, ama programs, kuvunyelwana ama strategies ukuthini singasebenza njani ndawonye ukuthini siqede umkhuhlane wengculazi by 2030.
Singathi kwamanje kuphumani konapha emhlanganweni lo.
Kono ukuthini kuyaqongosela ukuthini abantu abazame ngamandla wonke ukuthi bengasebenzi bechene ngesilungu kuthiwa avoid working in silos but kube lokusebenzelana ndawonye, ngoba kule ndaba ukuthi akusela mali eningi esetshenziswa ukuthi kulwisa umkhuhlane wengculazi, ukuthi there is a decline in funding for health, funding for HIV related programs. Okunye ngama research aphumayo, siyatshelwa impumela ukuthi okunye kungathi kuyasebenza. Indaba eqakathekiswa kakhulu indaba nale yama preventive mechanisms or methods, ukuthi umuntu engabi lesifo sengculazi, into ezinjabo pre-exposure prophylaxis labo post-exposure prophylaxis, kuyindlela yokuthi umuntu azivikele ma engakayenzi okwecansi lomuntu lengculazi, kumbe indlela yokuthi umuntu azivikele ma yenze uhambo ecansini lomuntu lengculazi, okuthi uthini engabi laso isifo lesi. So kule mithi enjalo eyenza ivikele ukuthi umuntu angabi lomkhuhlane, okuthi kuyabe kungezelela imisebenzi eyenziwa suku zonke ngento ezinjengama-condoms.
Umnumzana Daniel Molokele ukudalela ephalamende lele Pan-African Parliament lapho akukomiti ebona ngezempila kahle. Ubexoxa lo Gibbs Dube Studio 7 ewele Germany. Sike sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umongameli Joe Biden ukhangelele ukuba namuhla kusihla uza kwethula umbiko oqakathekileyo e-White House kulandela ukuphuma kwakhe kukhetho lukamongameli ozaqhutshwa ngolwezi lonyaka. Kulabantu abaningi abatshengisela emigwaqweni e-Washington DC namuhla khona lapha eMelika bekhonona ngokubuya elizweni leli komkhokheli wakwele Israel umnumzana Benjamin Netanyahu kule mpi esabekayo phakathi kwelizwe lakhe le Hamas. Okwamanje sekubulewe abantu abanengi okumangalisayo eGaza lapho ele Israel elihlasela santando. Unetanyahu uza kwethula umbiko wakhe edale leCongress. Lilalele kumsakazo we Studio 7 sisakaza sise Voice of America e Washington DC. Gwezi patelane le Melika. Abavoti bele Melika sebekhangelane lomkhankaso omutsha kulandela ukuphuma kulolukhetho kukamongameli Joe Biden njalo umsekeli wakhe uKamala Harris ekhangelelwe ukuba nguye ozakhethwa libandla leDemocratic Party ukuthi ancintisane loDonald Trump ngolwezi. Intatheli zindaba yeVOA uScott Stearns ukhangela ukuthi abavoti bakwamukela njani lokho. UEric Boylan umvoti waseScranton ePennsylvania lapho kudabuka khona uJoe Biden uthi ibandla leDemocratic Party belingasela ngenye indlela ngaphandle kokukhupha uBiden.
He was a very good leader, but I do kind of also agree that his time has come and it's time to step aside and let somebody, you know, somebody rise up within those ranks.
Ngibona sengathi ube ngumkhokheli omuhle kakhulu, kodwa ngiyavuma ukuthi isikhathi sokuthi adedele omunye bese sifikile.
Umvoti uChristine Stoll uthi nxa uBiden engelamandla okungena njalo kukhetho, kufanele ahle achiye isikhundla sokuba ngumongameli.
He should have dropped out a long time ago. He should leave the White House. He is not mentally stable enough to run this country.
Kwakufanele achiye kudala, kufanele asuke eWhite House. Ingqondo zakhe azisasebenzi kuhle, kasenelisi ukukhokhela ilizwe.
Ukukhetha umsekeli kamongameli uKamala Harris ukuthi angene kulolu khetho kwengeza amathuba ebandlaleli okuncintisa lowebandla leRepublic Party uDonald Trump, ukutsho umvoti uDaniel Brennan.
Harris polls well against Trump, so I think she has a real shot at winning. And I think he's doing the right thing right now.
Ukhaningo luveza ukuthi uHarris uyancintisana loTrump, ngakho-ke ngicabanga ukuthi amathuba okunqoba ulawo, njalo ngibona angathi wenza into elungileyo laloba abanye bengahlalisekanga besithi yikungaqoqeki.
Umvoti wePennsylvania obevakatshele eWashington uBill Mills uthi uHarris loBiden behluleka ukuthuthukisa umnotho bendawonye.
We're noticing an increase in the price of groceries and fuel and the price of living, and our lives are worse now.
Sinanzelela ukuthi intengo yempahla lamafutha emota ikhwelile, njalo impilo zethu sezenzima. Ukunye njalo konke lokhu kwenzakala ngesikhathi uHarris engumsekeli kamongameli. Ngakho-ke kuzaba nzima ukuthi abantu bembone ngendlela etshiyeneyo njengoba sonke sibone umnotho welizwe usiwa sikhangele.
EMichigan umvoti uJason Potts uthi utshintsho lolu lupha ibandla leDemocratic Party ithuba lokuxhumana labavoti abatsha.
I was thought we're just Biden time until someone a little more tenacious comes along and we'll see if
Ngibona sengathi bebedlulisa isikhathi kuphela, bemelele ukuthi bathole omunye umuntu oqinaqinileyo. Njalo sizabona ukuthi uKamala uqinile na. Ukakhathesi umlilo ulawo sibili uyavutha.
Engumsekeli kamongameli uHarris wayelwisana lokungena kwele Melika kwabokuza okungekho emthethweni. Umvoti weFlorida uChristopher Ran Gill uthi ukwehluleka kwakhe ukuqeda lolu dubo kuveza ukuthi akangeke enelise kuba ngumongameli.
Kamala's garbage. She's worse than Joe. Are they on the same page? They're about the same. But I don't think anybody's going to vote for Kamala. No one wants to back her. She had one job. That was handling the border.
UKamala, ukanyakazani ke idoti. Uyedlula uJoe. Angiboni ukuthi kulo muntu ozamvotela uKamala. Akula muntu ofuna ukumsekela okwamanje. Waye lo msebenzi owodwa nje kuphela, ukulungisisa udubo lomngcele.
EWashington umvoti uAlicia Jefferson uthi ulethemba lokuthi abantu abasoze bebone umsekeli kamongameli njengowesifazane onsundu kuphela, kodwa abazabona imisebenzi yonke ayifezayo.
And I hope they can look past anything else and look at that. But the world we live in, that some people will and some won't. And I hope it's not enough people that stay.
Ngifisa ukuthi abantu bekhangele imisebenzi yakhe. Kodwa kulumhlaba esiphila kuwo. Abanye abantu bengakwenza lokho kodwa abanye abasoze. Njalo ngifisa kungabi labantu abaningi abamisa ukungena kwakhe ngoba engowesifazana onsonto.
Isakhamuzi se-New York u-Andrew Vajarsky uthi ukuza kuba nzima ukunqoba u-Trump.
Or even if Biden were to stay in the race or whoever we have right now as a Democrat, that it's right now it's Trump's race to lose.
Ukuthi nguBiden kumbe ngumunye ongena kulolu khetho emele ibandla lamaDemocrats akulethi umahluko. Lo ngumncintiswano kaTrump. Ngingowebandla leDemocratic Party kodwa ngibona sengathi kuza kuba nzima ukuthi banqobe kukhetho lolu.
UHarris kukhanya usethole usekelo lwabamela izigaba eziningi abadingakalayo ukuthi akhethe ukumela ibandla leli kukhetho, kodwa ozamela leli bandla ukhetho ozakhethwa kusemthethweni emhlanganweni omkhulu oweDemocratic National Congress eChicago. Udaba lolu luqoqwe intatheli zindaba ye-VOA uScott Stearns lalwethulelwa yimi uDabo Kancube oweStudio 7. Uhulumende weSouth Africa ubikwa eseqinisa umkhankaso wokuzingelwa kwabasebenza kulelo lizwe bengela maphepha abanika imvumo yokwenza lokho, kubika uThuso Khumalo.
Izolo iziphathamandla zogatsha lwesebenzi, ugatsha lukahulumende wendaba zasekhaya kanye lamapholisa besenkampanini ye-African Star Pack eBronkoorspruit eduze lePitoli, lapho abathole khona ukuthi kusebenza weZimbabwe ongumtshayeli lezizalwane zakwele China ezimbili bonke bengala maphepha. Ngeviki ephelileyo ubotshwe ixuku labomantshingelani elokishini leBedford View eGoli abangela maphepha iningi labo kungabadabuka eZimbabwe. Okhokhela iviyo lokuhlolwa kwamakhampani kugatsha lwezemisebenzi esabelweni seGauteng, uMnumzana Michael Msiza utshele Studio 7 ukuthi benza lokhu ukuhlola phose viki zonke lapho ababamba khona abaningi abasebenza bengala maphepha, njalo babuye bajezise amankampani ephula amalungelo esisebenzi.
Uma siya lapho kwenziwa khona i-construction noma kwakhiwa khona, siye sithola abantu abadabuka eZimbabwe naseMozambique. Kodwa uma siya laphana emkhakheni yala kuthiwa i-manufacturing, sithola ubuningi bakhona bavela laphana eMalawi.
Ngesikhathi esifanayo, elinye iviyo leziphathamandla lezi belise-Johannesburg Mall enzikini edolobho, lapho ezifike zabutha khona abakwamanye amazwe abaningi abebesebenza kuzitodlwana eziphakathi kwaleyo ndawo bengala maphepha, kwabotshwa labanye abebezothenga. Ngomvulo edluleyo, amalungu enhlanganiso ye-Operation Dudula engafuni abokuza abalwamakhono aphansi basebenze kwele South Africa azingenele mathupha e-Eastgate Mall phandle kwenziki edolobho le-Johannesburg, lapho abebezingela khona abangala maphepha. Obona ngezemisebenzi kulinhlanganiso uMnumzana Sipho Shabang utshele Studio 7 ukuthi abafuni kuzwa kuthiwa kulomuntu okuza osebenza endaweni zokudlela ngoba izalwane zakule South Africa zilawo amakhono okwenza le imisebenzi.
Abafowethu ba-replace by yiwo lama foreigner, so sithi we are going to raid wonke ama restaurant so that ama South Africans kube yiwa sebenza kula ma restaurant.
Ebulenjini be-internet ugcwele imifanekiso yabokuza bephuma begijima endaweni zokwakha, abanye beseqa emoteni zihamba bebalekela iziphathamandla ezingela abangala maphepha. Umphathi ndabogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya kwele South Africa uMnumzana Leon Schreiber usanda kutshela iStudio 7 ukuthi lumkhankaso usazoqiniswa endaweni ezibalisa ezokudlela, ezokwakha, ezabalindi lezinye. Baningi kakhulu abeZimbabwe abasebenza kulezi ndawo.
The message we want to send to the world is that South Africa is absolutely wide open for business, wide open.
Siyafisa ukuthi abantu bazosebenza kuleli, kodwa abenza lokhu bengela mvumo bazabhalela ekhaya.
We're also going to be more strict in enforcing where there are violations of the law. So you're right that those operations are going to increase.
Okhokhela inhlelo zabatsha kubandla elisahlumayo elesisonke party uMnumzana Someleze Sigudu uthi kuyajabulisa kakhulu ukuqiniswa kwenhlelo zokuzingela abasebenza eMzansi bengala maphepha.
Ngokwenza kanje kuzonciphisa amathuba abayoyentsha engasebenzi.
eSouth Africa. Siyamgqugquzela ukuthi ngathi angayendisa lento le, afike kulamabhizinisi amakhulu kwe-construction, kwezakhiwo, bakwazi uku-addressa le issue le.
Kodwa-ke isizalwane seZimbabwe uMnumzana Trustee Ndlovu uthi akusizi ukuzingela bakwamanye amazwe bebuyiselwa kubo kungalungiswanga inhlupho ezibaxotshe emazweni abo. Uthi isibamangalisa indlela umphathintambo ogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya omutsha asephatha ngayo udaba lwakokuza abangalamaphepha.
Wathi khona kumele wonke umuntu ongenamaphepha abe regularized. So sasibhekele ukuthi kuzokwenzeka lokho. Hayi, kungakwenzeki lokho sesibona nje sekungathi sibuyela emuva ngenkathi zobandlululo, mhlawumbe ngenkathi ze-apartheid. Kwakuyiyona indlela beyisetshenziswa ngamabhunu.
Kunkulumo zedale lephalamende ezilokhu ziqhubeka kusukela ngeviki ephelileyo, kula malunga ephalamende athi kufanele lusukunyelwe phezulu udaba lokungena kwabantu elizweni ngokungekho emthethweni. Abanye babo bathi kufanele indawo ezifana lezokudlela ezabalindi lemisebenzi yokusiza abakhi yenziwe kuphela izalwane zakwele South Africa. Lokhu ke kutsho ukuthi abangela maphepha eMzansi basazokhomba olotshwala. Mele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa, nginguThuso Khumalo.
Soke isikhathi sokuzwa imibono yenu linabalaleli beStudio 7 elisithumela yona ngeWhatsApp.
Hayi, siyadana kakhulu uzwa abantu bezanu bengafuna ukuthi bebe lamahloni esinsikhathi. Isinqumo esithathwe ngupresident weAmerica uJoe Biden sihle kakhulu, singumzekeliso wabo mina ngakho. So uzwa umuntu ekhulumela izanu PF yena ukuthi abalandaba lokwenzakale eAmerica, bona into abayifunayo ukuthi bekhitshelwe izejezu zenekunotho. Ziyokhitshelwani izejezu zomnotho bona bengafuna ukuphuma embusweni? Phela ukungaphumi kwabo embusweni for 50 years kumele kufakwe izejezu zenotho lokho kuphela nje, singasakhulumela ukuhlukumeza abantu. Ama president ezana uPF kumele afunde ukuthi achiya umbuso echiyela abantu. La yena lo mfana oyiyouth yezana uPF ngabula amahloni ngento layikhulumayo, ngoba mina ngakwasebebuse kwaze kwaba overdue, kumele ngabe sebenike bona bona bontanga ngabe yiba sebe ngopresident weZimbabwe.
Yeah, Studio 7 njani? Siyabonga, siyabonga us-updatea izindaba ngelanga nelanga okwenzakala kwake lakithi leli. Siyadanisa kakhulu, babhizi badlalisa imali ngesadada imhlangano ongalangqondo ongalancedo elizweni lakithi, befuna nje izikhundla lamabizo. Ye, bengithanda kakhulu ukukhuluma ngendaba yemathebeleleni, thobeleleni North koBulawayo, Mathebeleleni South. Bantu bakithi liyayangisa, liyamangalisa. Liphethe lithi uMnangagwa aqhubeke busa, lisazi kamhlophe ukuthi uMnangagwa nguye owayetshotshozela ukuqedwa kwabantu bemaNdebeleni. Okulalamhla lokhu nguye ophetheyo eliqeda ngumenemene simzwile ekozwimba esithi abantu bemaNdebeleni asazi ukuthi bazawugcina njani imizi yabo labayakha ngemali yokutshontshwa eGoli. Ivele nje kafuni kalithandi, lithanda nxa efuna amavoteni.
Salibonani, salibonani basakazi abahla baStudio 7 elisinika indaba ezinhle ezeqiniso. Ngithi khona kaligcina uNkulunkulu wabokhokho. Ya, njengezwa lapha kukhulunywa nge-youth eZimbabwe phikisana ngemibono, kodwa iqiniso likhona. Abahlampileyo bazaphuma elizweni bedinga amadlelo aluhlaza ngenxa yobana izithutha zizaqinisela khapha endaweni elugwadule, indawo eyigezet. Bazaze behambe ngendondolo, umuntu azange ethole noma impilo enhle noma kuthi khona hle mhlawumbe noma esumele khona ethathe umfazi kube nzima khona ukuthi emloboli. Uyathenga phi imali ukuthi elobole? Inkomo uzazibona ngaphi? Leli zwe leli aligcini intandalo.
Namhlanje ngithanda ukuphawula lezindaba esizivile ukuthi uJoe Biden wehlile emkhankasweni wokuba ngumongameli. So zindaba ezinhle kakhulu. Uma ngiqhathanisa loba ngilinganisa laseZimbabwe, izinto ezingenzekiyo lezo.
Sanibonani, sanibonani kwestudio 7 okhulumayo ngoJemo. Ngajabula audio yamayithe yafundwa. Njengoba kwavotwa kwa-time 7 yokuvuleka bekhuluma ogawule labochumi, kunganjani ukuthi ngapha thina esisecholocho sivukene ekuseni siye mdinga yena ugawule siye kuthi sifuna umsebenzi sizwe ukuthi uyakuthi?
Yabo ngabanye babalaleli beStudio 7 besipha imibono yabo. Lani lilakho kusithumela eno imibono kunombolo ezithi +12024650318. Nxa lifuna njalo ukuthunyezela inhlelo zethu ngeWhatsApp, fakani isicelo sethu kunombolo lezo. Silu gqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwehla namhlanje olivalelisayo ngutabo kancube nesithi lingakhohlwa ukulalela uhlelo lwe live talk olulandelayo.